Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the months leading up to emancipation in 1838, Barbados was transitioning from slavery to wage labor. Following the abolition of slavery in 1834, the British government introduced a four-year apprenticeship system. In theory, it was meant to ease both the planters and the formerly enslaved into a wage-based economy, but in practice, many workers experienced it as another form of slavery. In 1838, the apprenticeship system was coming to an end, and some plantation owners began freeing their workers early. But it wasn't clear how the new system would work. Some estates ran smoothly, while others saw workers leave. Planters were worried about discipline and productivity, and sometimes accused the workers of laziness. And the formerly enslaved often engaged in acts of resistance against the system. On June 16, 1838, just weeks before workers were granted full emancipation, the Barbadian newspaper offered a glimpse into the situation. One estate owner, who had recently granted freedom to some apprentices, was not happy with their performance. He described them as being lazy, as he could only get them to weed 250 cane holes per day. The paper also pointed to three other laborers who were able to weed 800 cane holes per day. However, after they were freed, they left their master and went to work on hire with another gentleman, weeding 1,500 cane holes per day. That was nearly twice as much as the scale established for them during their apprenticeship. On another estate, several women claimed they were unable to weed more than 10 cane holes per day because they were pregnant. Their employer dismissed their claims, insisting there was no visible sign of pregnancy. The newspaper went further, comparing them to peasant women in England, who it claimed worked up until the moment they went into labor. These accounts exposed the reality of the transition. Laborers who were once labeled unproductive under forced conditions often worked harder when they had control over their labor. There were also concerns about the economic cost of emancipation. A published estimate suggested that paying wages could cost £650,000 annually, and the planters questioned whether they could afford that expense, especially if sugar prices fell. Some reported that they were already paying significant weekly wages while still providing housing, provision grounds, clothing, and medical care, as they did under the old system. Despite tensions, there was a cautious optimism among members of the plantocracy. They imagined a new rural society with free laborers as small-scale producers, cultivating provision grounds, selling goods, and supporting their families independently. The planters also used religious instructions to reinforce the value of steady work, discipline, and self-sufficiency in this new social order. Freedom was coming soon, but as Emancipation Day approached, the economic realities of that freedom were still being worked out for both the planters and their workers.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.